Sechas Ola, Perachini, Alokavot. Says the Mishnah. Sor Shokulin Bishop Truma Shanochlotok Isa. Together, now we have Sor of Kulin and Truma that fall in Lob Bazekide Lakamet, Lob Bazekide Lakamet, Spitzdarfu Bachimitsu. Neither of one would have been able to be Mechamets on its own, and now because they were Mechamets, they were together, they were Mechamets. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Achar Acharon Aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says, it all depends which one fell in last. If the Heter was the one that fell in last, then it turns out that the final Chimut was done by the Heter. If the Yisr fell in last, so then that's what did the Chimut. Since we don't look at the part that wasn't meaningful. The first part did something but not detectable. So the thing that did what was detectable is what we relate to as the chimutz, in which case it was either kulay hater or kulay yisr. The chachamim omrim, who cares? The bottom line is that what was done needed to be done with the keach of both of them. So ben shenafel yisr betchila, ben shenafel yisr besof, the olam eino oser, ad she'eba kedei lachameit, it's never oser because they hold zev zegarim is mutter. The way we saw in the Mishnah before. Yoezer, Yishabira, Yamitami De Shamai, Yamar Sha'altias Rabban Gamliel Hazokin, Eimed Bishar HaMizrach, Yamar Lo'olam Eino Oser Achiebo Kedele Chameitz. This is a definitive halacha that Zev Zegerim is Mutter. Now, Taman, Taninan, Yayinesech Asur, Yoser Becholsho. That the shear of Yayin Nesach that falls into other wine is that it asers even Becholsho, meaning Bemino, and so where it's not B'nai Sin Tam, I was like, yeah, I can't be Yayin on the Tam, then it asers. Chizki Omar, Kos Shemozgu, Mina Iser, U Mina Heter, V'nofel Iser Besol, Iser, Heter Besol, Heter. You had now a mezigas hakos. And remember, mezigas hakos in those days was quite serious, an awful lot of water in the kos. Okay, so you take now the water, and you pour in now the wine of heter into the water, and then you pour the yisr into the water. So now the issue is that wine in water actually can become bottle. It's only min b'mina that it's asr's b'kosho, but in mayim it would be bato b'nai sin tamo. So I can't detect the time of the yayin in the mayim, so it would have been bato. So therefore, it depends what fell on the last. Because if the iser fell in last, and then that means that the thing that makes it wine, because after you need to have a proportion of wine in the meziga, is done by the iser, in which case, that's what I'm tasting. It's the same thing as the chimutz itainas. I'm ending up having wine that's metukan, wine that's correctly poured. I'm ending up because of the yisr. Mashain came if the heter fell in less, then the heter should be fine. Omrib Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Wow, it's an interesting psak, but it's kuloy alibid Rav Eliezer, of course. I mean, it's going against the rabbim, the Tanakama, and the chachamim rather where they said ben shenafel yisr v'tchila ben shenafel v'sof. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Achar Acharon Aniba. But why wouldn't I say that it's basically Zev Zegerim, essentially, in this case? Omrib Yirmiyanot. Over here, everybody would be made up. Because Yayinezet was much more chomer. See, even the Chachomim in the Mishnah would have agreed that in this case, we don't view this as Zev Zegerim as Mutter. Wherever we find a mashu of Yayinezet, we answer it. It's part of the chumrah of Yayin Nesach. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam, Shalom. Shakol nihyeh benuah. Rabbi Yossi boy, im chumrah of Yayin Nesach. So then, afilu nafal heter b'sof yeyasa. I don't understand. So then, you're telling me that the chachamim would be meida, but over here you're coming here with a kula. You're saying that the chachamim would be meida, that we should be machmir, and then you come right along and say, and therefore, if the heter fell in the end, it should be mutter. Well, I said, why should it be mutter? So we should say, no matter how it fell, in this case, you want to be machmer to say Zev Zegerim is oser. But they should still be the same sheet that it says Bein Shenafel B'Tchila, Bein Shenafel B'Sof, except since it's Yayin Nesach, Zev Zegerim is oser. okay, I don't understand why you would subscribe to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the Gabi being no for the soap. It's inconsistent. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, this coach Mazgu mea Isser mea Heter. Adro et a Heter k'misheino, and therefore whatever is left is definitive. Oto ha'isur im yesh bo menot sin tam in the ma'im is also. The imla mutar. So he says like this. What we do over here is we don't say first. Let's look at the min b'mino. Yayin of heter, yayin of isur, and yayin of heter. The whole thing now becomes usur. Now it answers the water. What we say is, we also say in this case where you have mino and eno mino. So royin es mino k'mishen, and if eno mino is rabin alav, in this case rabin alav by nice and time, and the water would have been mavato. So memela, if there's not enough in the issur to be nice and time, the issur becomes bottle in the mayim. Then we decide what to do with the issur of heter, but with the yain of heter. But first, we ignore the yain of heter to see if lamaisa the issur would have been bottled in the mayim anyway. And that's how to understand what's happening over here, says Rabbi Yochanan. That it all depends on the relationship of the yain of issur to the mayim. Omer Rabbi Yoshia, this is only if the heter falls in afterwards. Who should offer the heter besof? So in other words, what we have over here is you first put in the yain of issur. That issur was already bottled in the mayim. So now that you pour in the yayin of heter, what are you going to say? Chozer v'neir? We don't say chozer v'neir. Once it's bottle, and it remains bottle. But if the iser falls in after the heter, so it immediately falls into yayin, it immediately, the yayin of iser falls in now after the yayin of heter fell in. So now when it falls into the tarubas, it's falling into the yayin shel heter. The yayin shel heter it asks. It asks even b'mashu because it's min b'mino. So now, if both of them together can be nice and time in the mayim, so now the whole thing is asur. So says Rabbi Oshin. Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says no. Lo shanya ben shenofel it says betchila v'etzer besov lehetzer betchila v'yisur besov makes no difference whatsoever. Even if the yisur falls in lebesov, the klal is that royim as a heter k'mishen, meaning really the klal is royim as minay k'mishen, the enoy minay rabalav mevatloy. That's what we look at. So first we do a, so to speak, an analysis of the proportions, and we see afilu mayim the yayin afilu nimzak kol tzorcho mina heter. If you have now a real cup of wine, let's say you would have started off with wine that is already properly mozed with the heter alone. So what is the cup that it's falling into now, the IMS? Wine. You would think that, I mean, we ignore the mayim element in mozed wine because that's the way people drink wine. The definition of wine is that it contains a proportion of water. Up al peaking, even though it's mamish mozik called tzorcho, you're still writing a tzatzik mishaino. And then the isri and yeshua ben asitam, you will essentially fractionize the wine into its yayin component and its mayim component. You will ignore the yayin component, see whether there is sufficient in the mayim to be mabata the time of the yayin nesek that falls in. If the yayin nesek would have been bottled in that mayim, then it's as if it fell into mayim and not yayin. So it's the total opposite extreme of Rabbi Hoshaya. Because Rabbi Hoshaya was talking, Rabbi Hoshaya again, I do it again. Sorry. Rabbi Hoshaya is saying that it's dafka nafal heter besof. Right? Because we need it to fall into pure water. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even if it falls into pure wine, in essence, in other words, because there's already enough here to be mevatel the water completely, and it becomes now shen yayin, even that wouldn't have made a difference to me. Omer Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera, Hada Omer, oh, I see his hand moving, he's pointing something. Omer Rabbi Zera, Hada da'at Omer, Bekula Tinuyin, Hecha vida. This that Rabbi Yochanan said over here was said on all of the Tanoim, or on all of the Tanoim, maybe is the way it went. In other words, however you say it, Chokinuim, whatever Tanai you make, wouldn't make any difference. In other words, in all conditions, as we would say in English. We use the word Tanai in that sense too.
Conditions.
Yeah. So it's interesting. To me, it's very interesting. So under any and all conditions, and I don't care how it fell, I don't care what the proportions were that it fell into, the bottom line is that it's always Reina Esa Minai Kimishainai, and if Eina Mina Ravalov, in this case Ravalov Rundaisan Tam, then it's Fata. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Avu, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, say it's Luchis. Oh wait, I'm sorry, yeah. The Zimmer says, how did that work? Bikula Tanina. What? Yeah. Bikula. I'm just trying to figure out whether we should read it as part of the thing or as a separate question. I think it's part of the statement. Bikula Tanina Nechavida. He said that this was the statement of how it was done no matter what the conditions were. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bona, Rabbi Abu Bishem, Rabbi Yochanan. See, so you had over here a small container of yayin nesach, it falls into yayin shalhetter, and now this wine itself falls into mayim. So over here, this is yet a further extreme. Now, as you were talking about a case where the case we had before was talking about where at least you had yayin and mayim that were mutter, right? So we said, okay, fine, you can be levatel. Here it's nafal tochav shel yayin v'chozem nafal tochav shel mayim. So it means it first became aser, and it was completely aser because it was min b'dino. Now the wine goes and falls into a bor shel mayim. Even in this case, at roa sayat kibishaino, oh say yisrim yesh kovenos in tam aser lav mutter. Incredibly, we don't say that all of the wine now is nevelus, and all of the wine is yayin nesach. What we say is that we can now take out the part, so to speak, that was yayin nesach, see whether it would be bottle in the water, and if it would have been bottle in the water, the whole thing becomes mutter. Now, ad kidon b'shenof l'bazachas, until now, what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, and he said in the case where ein bokedel achmitz, yesh bokedel achmitz, clearly Rabbi Eliezer could only be talking about where there was a temporal difference between the fallings. I mean, otherwise, why is not trying to talk about which one fell first or which one fell last? But he hasn't told us what the din is if they fell in together. And he keeps talking about we go after achron. So fine, if they were, but what about if nafushtei and kafat ma'omer bar Rabbi Eliezer? Do we know what Rabbi Eliezer holds about Zev Zegorin if they fall in together? So, I mean, maybe in that case he would say, we know that, according to the Rabbanan, for sure Zev Zegorin is mutter. I mean, that's even in a case where the Yisr was not for the self, and we see the impact of the Yisr itself. Obviously, in a case where they fell together, he would hold Zev Zegorin is mutter. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, since he entertains the notion that when something falls and is nikr on its own, so the yisr falls to the besof, he times its aser. So maybe he would have held that zev zegorim. You could parse a statement. You could say only if the yisr falls on its at the end is it aser. But if they fall together, it would be mutter. But you could look at it the other way. Only if the heter falls in at the end, then it's mutter. But if they would have fallen in together, it would have been aser. So in other words, his statement can be mashed for both things. So, Charles, what does he hold the Gabi Adin of Zev Zegorim if they fell in together? Nashminim in Hab. Well, we can learn it, L'chora, from a different sugya, but that relates to the same issues. Imatai chemitzam shakutim utal achra pesach. At what point do the kusim, meaning the tzedukim, who don't hold of the takana of the of when Pesach is, right? They have their whole Mishigas about the Mochers of Shabbos and so on. Yeah, so they believe, well, that changes that, what, in practical terms, what that did was, is they tried always to be Mekalkal, to make Pesach, that it should come out on a Shabbos, it should be Mochers of Shabbos. Okay. So Mimela, they would work things out that Mimochers of Shabbos should come out to Pesach. So if Beis Din would, because they had the wrong day in their mind of Rosh Chodesh, so they would ignore it, right? So then they would be kovei their own Rosh Chodesh, in which case it can come out according to them if Pesach is chal early or Pesach is chal later, depending on how it works out for them. It's time arbitrary. In which case they would be eating comets for Pesach. Either in the beginning of Pesach, the end of Pesach, or they change the days, it comes out that they have Komet Shavuot Lava Pesach. So at what point can we assume that we can buy Komets from them, and that we don't have to worry about Komet Shavuot Lava Pesach? So it depends. If we're talking about private people, so then if it's Balei Batim, after Shalosh Shabbatot Shel Afiyah, okay, I mean, a guy in his house, basically they bake challah once a week. Okay, so they keep it. How long are you going to keep the old sahur that you made on the last day of Pesach? Okay, so for 3 weeks you keep the old sahur, but you're making already a new sahur. So, fine. So you now basically are going to be using, and here we're getting into the problem of what happens, mixing something that was usher into something now else that's mutter, because the way that they keep using it as sa'ar is that they use the first sa'ar, put it into the second one, take a little bit of that and let it be mischamis till next week's challah, take a little bit of that and let it be mischamis for the week after, and so on and so forth, right? So what we're saying is that fine, the first time they make sa'ar, because it's kulay usher, second time at the time of the sa'ar of isser. So the third time, we're saying, okay, Shalosh Shabbatos, there already we say the original sa'ar is batel. There's no time of the first sa'ar. If it's nachtomim, the bakeries they're baking a lot, and they're constantly using it. So if it's a bakery in the krachim, where there's a lot of traffic, it's liachar shlosha yamim. Because they bake every day. Right? So therefore, It turns out that there's not going to be any time left by the time the third day is left, because that's the equivalent of 3 weeks. If they're a small town bakery, there's no kviyas l'achas shlosha tanurim. So however long it takes to make three runs, whatever that is. So over there, then, we don't know what it is, but let's say they cook twice a week, so it'll be after 1.5 weeks and so on. Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Avkishomer Shabbatim, Avkishomer Shabbatos Shel Afiyah, והוא שיהיה אדם גדול או שימציא את בנו ויפה שלושה תנורים בשבת אחת זה אחר זה מותר. When we're saying that it's mutter, this is talking about that the guy is an umbrella, meaning he's rich. He's a rich guy, he's a kosher guy, or maybe he's somebody, a normal guy, but he's marrying off a child. So he's got to order a lot of bread, and he bakes a lot, and so on. So there, you can be somechit on this three times. Right. So over there, okay, fine. Because the story is that he's using not the original stuff. He's baking a lot. So he's going to be using it up. So now he has to leave over the new stuff. But some guy, if he isn't baking a lot, I mean, he doesn't have a little thing of sour in his refrigerator, takes out a little bit each week, uses it up until it finishes. So maybe he could keep it for 3 weeks for the original amount.
Not necessarily a generation.
Right, that's not a new generation. But if he's baking a lot, then he undoubtedly used up what he had. Now he has to let it ferment again for his next run. So over there, you could be semich on it. And when we talk about nachtomim in the krachim, lakash losh yamim, that's also only if they have a lot of business. That's only if there was like a lot of business that was pushing him to go ahead and to bake three times every single day, and there he would have to regenerate his Tzohar. So then I understand. Tani Rabbi Shimon Amar, Afki Shomu Shonachtani Bikvarim, Le'afki Shlosha Tanurim, Afki Shlosha Yamim Asurim. Even though we said three Tanurim is Mutter, but the truth is, if he would have made three Tanurim in one day, he would not have been Mutter. It means three Tanurim means on different days. If it's within the first 3 days, it would still be awesome, even if he did it on one day. Why? What happens is, in the morning, in the Kfarim, he doesn't have a lot of business. So even if he bakes three Tanurim, he's not generating. He takes out in the morning a certain amount of Sahar. He's going to use the original stuff all day long, no matter how many Tanurim he bakes. If you have 3 days, plus you're generating a lot, then I'm going to be sorry if he's going to use it up. He's going to be regenerating. Otherwise, garnished. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Okay. Osa Ha'isa Hashnia. Now, we said over here that we, three Tanurim or whatever the shear was, right? Now, I don't get it. The second generation. Okay, how do you make the second generation? You use now the Sa'ar from the first generation, and you said that, okay, I can't use that because it still has now the taste of the Sa'ar, which is also because it was Chomer Shavuot HaPesach.
We're worried just about the taste, not worried about the effect.
Yeah, that's what we're calling taste here. So the taste itself is not. The taste means, like we said all along, that's the taste. The taste of the Chimus. So, but the question is, even when I do that, by the time I'm making the second Issa, which is the second generation, why isn't it a Gern? At that point, it's already Issa V'Heter, because the Sa'or itself is Issa V'Heter. So you're telling me I could still detect it. I thought that's the whole point of Issa V'Gern, and that's what the whole mission was about. So isn't it Issa V'Heter and Mechmetzes? I thought now that you have over here both Issa V'Heter. So even if there's a Tom, who cares? I thought the Mishnah says the Zeva Zagram is Mutter. So even the second time should be Mutter. The Omar, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'Shem Rish Lakish, Man Tanach Mutzen Shokusim, Rabbi Eliezer. We have no choice but to say that this whole Brisa is only said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Because since Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zeva Zagram is us, there you go. We wanted to know what is Rebbe Eliezer hold about Zeva Zagern. Because the only thing that we saw with Rebbe Eliezer is which comes with a site. Here you have a case that forces you to say that Rebbe Eliezer must be the sheet that it holds. That Zeva Zagern is also. Because otherwise the second Issa should be with her. And we haven't identified what it's not going against the Mishnah. Must be that he's going. I'll leave the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. The Omer of Yossi, the Rebbe Hanina, Anutanya, Nahirit, Dahavimorin, At, Rabbi Yirmiya, B'Shem Rish Lakish, Man Tanach Amitzan Shalmutzan Shalkusian, Rebbe Eliezer. I remember that you were being Meira Halacha together with Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and saying this over, that it was only Rabbi Eliezer that could have been the Tana of the Halacha of Chimutzan Shalmutzan. Va'an and Lina Amrit came, El Rabbi Lo B'Shem Rish Lakish, Yordu L'Chamitzu Chokusim to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, that's the way you said it over. Right? However, I didn't want to say it like that. Not that you wanted to say that it's going to Rabbi Eliezer, in which case, according to us, who don't pasken like Rabbi Eliezer, it would be mutter even the second time, not the third time. I wanted to say that actually it's going according to everybody. And that the Ode Min Hadad Yom Rabbi Chanina Bereda Rabbi Abu Abba Havilei Uvda Shalach Shalom Reb Chiel Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Ami V'Or Lok Rabbi Eliezer. I'm asking you, is it really, is Mor Halok Rabbi Eliezer as a Yechidah against the Chachami? You were Mora Halokha against the Chachami? Everybody's being Meira Halacha, based on my understanding. If it's Rish Lakish alone, himself, who says that this is only because of Rebbe Eliezer, Why are people paskening it? Mat yichida? I understand. Yichida, Mari? Is it not because that they weren't being Moira like Reb Eliezer, but rather it's because they were Yared Lashitas Reb Eliezer, even Alib the Chachomim? And that the Chachomim wanted to be Machmer on the Chometz because it's Nisakoras and so on, so they gave it a more Chumrah the same way we talked about Yayin Nesed. I don't believe that everybody was being Moira like Reb Eliezer. I'm really money coming with Yosef. The same way that you paskined by the chimutz and shakusim that were machmer like Reb Eliezer. So does that mean that it's true over here too by truma? Are you going to say that too? I'm not sure how to read it, or Pashim Tmiya, which is usually the way that Yerushalmi says Chol Davar. Ula Chol Davar? What do you think? I'm passing like a Yochid Chol Davar. I'm telling you, that's always, in the past, wherever we said Chol Davar, it's always like in the Babli, Kula Bechodim Lachtina, what are you going to put it all in the same thing? I'm saying that in special circumstances where we're machmir, such as Yayin Netzach or Yisrkoris or Chometz, there I'm saying that everybody's motive. I certainly wouldn't have said the Chol Davar, even in the Mishnah Gufa where the Machlokas between the Chacham and Reb Eliezer. Why would I have passed like Reb Eliezer? Probably that's the choice. Halacha Zayin, Herksheni Orla. Kelim Shesachan B'Shemen Tameh, Nechazar V'Sachan B'Shemen Tahor. O Shesachan B'Shemen Tahor, V'Chazar V'Sachan B'Shemen Tameh, Reb Eliezer Omer Achar HaRishon Eniba. We're talking about over here things that absorb let's say some your shoes or something, right? Kalim, meaning like the garden made out of things that absorb oil. So over here I rub the shoes and I soften my shoes with oil. And I use Shem and Tame. So now if I then go ahead and I'm soft again with Shem and Tahor, right, or vice versa.
Same shoes, same kelim.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, after being metayered, I put it in a mikveh. I'm metayered now. And now I take new oil and I'm sochet, right? After being metayered. So the shaila is by taking out Shem and Tahor, I'm re-soching it. I'm causing some of the old oil to be nifla. So what do I do? So here we have a machlokas. So Reb Eliezer says, whatever was Rishon, if it was Tame originally, so then they're coming out again now and they're being Matame. And therefore, so what does he hold? He holds that when you put something new onto a thing, the kli is always boleh from the new and polate from the old. So it seeks to reach an equilibrium of what's there. Whereas the Chachamim say Acha Achron, that it's always the last thing that the Kli will be Dochet. So if some of it was absorbed, then whatever's coming out now, it's just a new thing that's coming out. And therefore, if the latest thing was Tahor, so then it remains Tahor. Matayma, the Reb Eliezer, what does he hold? Obviously, he holds Ha'akaron motzi et harishon. Of course, it has to be backwards. The latest thing that we put in forces out the Shem and Tame that was there, and therefore the Shem and Tame is Matame. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It turns out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer agree. Shnei Amar Madavar Achad. The Tamina Taman, Sluch et Shapia Tzah, Tovel Malek et Arko. Let's say you have the tzluchis of mine for the parah. And this tzluchis, it has now a thin top to it. What I can do is, I can take the azo, put it in through the thin top, and I take it out through the thin top. I use it the way I always do. Reb Yudaymer, hazaya rishona. You can go ahead and you can be tovel the first time. But you cannot be tovel ever again in this bottle. Because as you're pulling out the azoth, it's pressed against the edges of the bottle because of the thin top. And if it's pressed out, then you can't use that water as mechapas, because it was already balua in the azoth, so it was no longer mayim chayim, el keli. And now I'm taking it out of the bliya of the azoth, and I'm forcing out the water now. If I put it in again, so then I'm going to now be taking out and water that wasn't unused water. So in the mela, I now have iser in here for the mechatas. So it turns out now that kamod Reb Yehuda Eimer, and same way that Reb Yehuda seems to be saying that acharon motzias harishon, but even now I'm putting on new water on it, that new water is going to bring out the water that had been pressed by the sides of the kli. And that, so in other words, if the azov now has two choices of what to absorb in it, the achron will force the first one out. So now the water that's tame, so to speak, puzzle, will be forced out, and that's what's going to pass the azayah. So it's exactly the same thing over here. Kedem Reb Elezer, Omer Afracha, Acharon, Motziyat HaRishon. That's what Reb Elezer is saying over here, that the tummy, in this case literally the tummy, is going to be forced out. So Ad Kedom, Kishesach Mikan, Umatzah V'tzad HaShini. When we're talking about over here that he was sach, we don't mean we put on a little bit of oil. We mean that he rubs down his shoes with oil, and he puts his hands in the shoe, and he feels that the oil is penetrated through the skin, and the other side is also wet, tells it down. So over there, I understand that Reb Eliezer would hold that since there's so much over here, so I would say, okay, so then if it came out on the other side, then undoubtedly it brought out from the original also, as the Rabbanan are willing to say, that over here, whatever is balua is balua, it's not forced out anymore, it sticks there. But how about
anyone who did really like so?
Yeah. Yeah. But what about if he was only sach mikan umatzah mikan on the same side? Would Reb Eliezer also, that's enough of the sicha that it's going to be forcing out the other the other side? Maybe in that case he would have agreed that it's only the acharon that I find over here. In which case, I mean, I don't know how to view the connection to Reb Yehuda. Right? I mean, what exactly Reb Yehuda holds about the equivalency in the mechatas. The din over here, when Reb Yehuda says that and you can only use one azoya, it's not because you have the additional pressure of bringing it out of the thin neck. It would have been exactly the same if you had it in a teacup, where there's absolutely no problem. But the bottom line is, when you put the azo back into the water, the new water is going to bring out some of the old water. And that water is possible. So the only reason we mention, according to this, the tzluchi specifically, is to say that the chachonim weren't even chash for that. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with the mayim that you're dipping it into, not necessarily with the pressure of the tzluchis. And if that's the case, when Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer said davar echad, so then it has to be the equivalent case, right? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that it could be even in a teacup. And it's Rabbi Yochanan who said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and that they're saying the same thing. So if that's the case, then Lakora, we now understand what he would hold about Rabbi Eliezer. Because Isof Meima Taman, Kishesach Mikan, Umatzamish Harashini, Lo Kishesach Mikan, Umatzamikan. What are you going to say about the Azov? The Azov, there's no mitzad echad and mitzad hasheni. The whole Azov is dipped into the water. The water is found on both sides of the Azov because you put both sides in. There's no equivalent case. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that the cases are equivalent, then he couldn't possibly say that the only reason that Rabbi Eliezer held that you have to be chayshish for the Koron Motzias Harishon is because it's so damp and that it already penetrated the whole shoe. There's no equivalency of that case to the Ezov, you see. So if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that they hold the same thing, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan held that Rabbi Eliezer said his din even if it was mikan and not on both sides. I've run out of space now.